I want to read some verses out of the Bible this morning in your hearing, and there will be a test, so listen carefully, all right? But don't worry. First of all, it'll be an open book test because it's in the Bible in Hebrews 4. So if you want to turn to Hebrews 4, and excuse me, I got a frog in my throat here this morning. They have to get that worked out before all the services are over. And also don't worry, because not only is it going to be open book, but I'll tell you all the answers. And so everybody will be able to pass this test. But if you turn with me over to Hebrews, and if you're not real good at the Bible, it's in the back of the Bible. All right, go. If you went to the end and went left, you'd get to Hebrews faster than if you started at the beginning. So Hebrews actually I'm going to start in Hebrews 3. In Hebrews chapter 3, there is a quote from the Holy Spirit. And I want to read that quote, something the Holy Spirit says that's found in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, following. It goes this way. So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. And there's more there, but that's the piece of it I want you to notice. All right? Now, if you go on later in the chapter, you'll see this quote repeated again. Over in verse 15, where it says this, as has just been said, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Now, if you go on over into Hebrews chapter 4, there's something the Lord God says that's recorded in verse 7 in 4, where you read this. Therefore, God again said a certain day, calling it today. And then you have how the Lord used David to repeat this. As you go on, it says, when a long time later He spoke through David, as was said before, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Now, all of these references have one thing in common, at least, and it's a time period, a particular time period. Did you pick up on that time period? What was it? Today, yeah. The Holy Spirit says, when? Ah, come on, that's the right answer, all right? And then as has just been said, repeated, He said, and there was a certain time period that God said, what was that? And what was the time period God spoke of through King David? Today. Same answer all the way through, okay? So let me ask again, this is review, and then we'll have final exam, and we'll all make 100, all right? What was the time period the Holy Spirit mentioned? And as has just been said, when? And when was the time period God talked about? And when was the time period David talked about? Okay, everybody's ready. All right, here we go. Final exam. Everybody's going to make 100, 100, A+, A+, smiley face. Okay, ready to go. When is the time period the Holy Spirit said? All right. And as has been said, when was it? What was the time period God said? What was the time period King David said? All right, very good, very good. Now go left in your Bible to 2 Corinthians. And in 2 Corinthians, I'd like for you to notice chapter 6. And in chapter 6, again, there's going to be a test, all right? But you'll pass this one too. Starting in verse 1. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For He says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of the day of salvation. All right, question. That last verse. When is the time of God's favor? Now. When is the day of salvation? Now. Okay, you got it right. Now review one time real strong, and we'll have the final exam on both of those. All right. When is the time of God's favor? When is the day of salvation? Okay, all right, here we go. The final review, final exam. What is the time period the Holy Spirit says?
Today.
All right, and again He said when?
Today.
And when did God say?
Today.
And when did King David say?
Today.
And what is the time of God's favor?
Today.
What is the day of salvation?
Today.
Okay, final exam, be good and strong and loud, all right, when you say it, all right? The Holy Spirit says when?
Today.
And as has just been said, when?
Today.
And God says when? And King David says when?
Yes.
And what is the time of God's favor?
Yes.
What is the day of salvation? Now. I want to talk to you. Guess what I want to talk to you about? I don't think you would take a rocket scientist to figure it out, would you? Would it? I want to talk to you about today, right now. Because really, friends, actually, it is the only time any of us can live. You know, I mean, I know that's not earth-shattering. And I think deep down we know it, but sometimes we just need to be reminded that the only time you and I have to live is today. When does the Holy Spirit say?
Today.
And in another place, when?
Today.
When does God say?
Today.
When does David say?
Today.
What is the time of God's favor?
Now.
What is the day of salvation?
Now.
So if any of this stuff is going to be experienced, it has to be experienced today because it's the only time we can live. Now, you may notice the Holy Spirit does not say yesterday. God doesn't say yesterday. David doesn't say yesterday. And Paul does not say, behold, yesterday was the time of God's favor. Then was the day of salvation. Now, we can't ignore yesterdays. I know that. All of us have a past. Every single person in this room has a past. And our past has influenced us, many of us, a whole lot. We can't ignore our past. Our past is a part of us, but you can't live in the past. We continue to be influenced by the past, and some of the influence of the past is a good thing. I mean, we got a table right here this morning, and in just a little while, what's written on the front of the table? In what? In remembrance. We remember the events that God has done on our behalf, His grace, His mercy, what He did for us. And we don't want to ever forget some of the past that God's people have. But I'll tell you what, friends, you can't live in the past. There's no way. You got to live today. As a matter of fact, you just try it sometime. I can imagine somebody being here this morning saying, I don't like that it's Sunday. I wish it was Saturday. I'd like to make it Saturday. I'd like to live then. I tell you what, let's do. On the count of three, let's all see if we can make it Saturday. All right? Try real hard. Ready? One, two, three. Now, most of you didn't even try. But even if you had, do you seriously think we could have made it yesterday? No, you can't live then. But I'll tell you what, there are sneaky ways that you try to live then. There are sneaky ways that we humans just reach into yesterday, and you can drag it, sometimes kicking and screaming, into today. And many people can really spoil today because of something that happened yesterday. Sometimes we do that with bad things that we've done. I know of a fellow one time, his name was Bill, and he said, I blew it. He said, I majorly blew it. And he said, not only did I know it, but he said, all my friends knew it. He said, it got public what I had done. And he said, I was so ashamed, I was so embarrassed at what had happened to me. He said, I almost quit going to church. He said, I quit taking communion. And he said, I just pretty almost dropped out. And he said, in the middle of all that funk I was in, he said, somebody came to me and said, Bill, we got a class of young people that we need somebody to teach, and you're it. And he said, I said, I can't do that. And the fellow said, why not? He said, well, you know what I did. He said, everybody knows what I did. There is no way I'm qualified to do that. He said, my friend looked me in the eye and said something that changed my life. He said, Bill, get off the cross. He said, why are you trying to die for your sins? He said, Jesus died for your sins. You don't need to die for your sins. Is there anybody in this room that has never blown it? Is there anybody in this room that's never had a failure? Now, if God could only use people who had never blown it, who had never stumbled, never fought, who could He use? There wouldn't be anybody to use. Even the biggest heroes of the Bible, by and large, are people that have serious flaws. You don't think you're going to get by, are you, with that? You see, some of us just sit around and won't do anything today because of something that bad happened. Yeah, you don't know about life. You don't know. Well, no, I don't. But I want to say the same thing to you. Get off the cross. You either suffer for your sins or you let Jesus do it. Which do you think is more effective? Come on, talk to me. You know, yeah. And the Holy Spirit, if you're dragging around not doing anything now because something happened to you back then, well, friends, you just need to hear the Holy Spirit say a word to you. Guess what that word is? And in another place, what? And you need to hear the Lord say a word, which is? And you need to hear King David to say when? And what is the time of God's favor? And what is the day of salvation? And what is the day that the Lord has made? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So if you're going to do something, you got to do it today. You can do it sometimes not just by what you've done. You can take things that other people have done to you and just drag them into the day out of your past. You know what the most best-selling rock and roll song of all time is? Well, it was written by one of the Beatles. Anybody want to guess? Yesterday, yeah. You know, here's a guy, there's something bad happened yesterday. And he's sitting around moaning and groaning, you know, yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say, I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yeah. That's enough of that. I mean, but here, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. That probably hadn't been done as a special in church in a long time, all right? But here is a guy that something bad happened to him back then, you know, yesterday. And you know, he got jilted. You know, his true love said, you know, let's just be friends or something like that, and broke up with him. And here he is today, and he's just ruining today because of what happened yesterday. You can do that. You can look back on something that somebody said to you or something that somebody did to you, and you can just mull over it and moan over it and groan over it, and you can even get to the point where you romanticize it a little bit and you want to sing a sad song, and you're not doing anything now because you did something back then. Oh, come on. The Holy Spirit's saying a word to you. What is it? And in another place, when? And what does God say? And what does David say? And what is the time of God's favor? And what is the day of salvation? And what is the day that the Lord has made? This is the day that the Lord has made. If you're going to rejoice, you better do it now. Because it's all you have. It's really all you have is today. Holy Spirit doesn't say tomorrow either, does he? You know. And in another place, tomorrow. And God doesn't say tomorrow. And King David doesn't say tomorrow. And Paul doesn't say, behold, then's going to be. And you know, behold, tomorrow is going to be the time of God's favor. No. Now, look, we don't ignore the future. Of all people, God's people have a future. We have a wonderful future. You know, we live with the blessed hope of the glorious appearing. Even this act of remembrance. The Bible says we do this until when? Until the Lord comes back. And so even when we're remembering, we're anticipating a wonderful future that the Lord has for us. Of all people who have a future, we have a future. And it does influence us. But look, you can't live tomorrow. Tomorrow's not here. If you're going to live, you got to do it today. As a matter of fact, let's say somebody says, well, look, I'm tired of Sunday. Let's make it Monday. All right? On the count of three, let's try again and see if we can make it Monday. Ready? Try harder this time. All right? I know it's futile, but try harder. Ready? One, two, three. You didn't look like you tried. But seriously, does anybody think we made it tomorrow? No. There is no way you can live tomorrow today. But again, there are sneaky ways you'll do it. You'll just reach out, you know, and you'll just drag tomorrow into the day. And sometimes you will spoil a perfectly good day today because what may be going to happen tomorrow, the next day. I used to do this really, really skillfully early in my marriage, especially with finances. Let me tell you how I used to do this financially. Monday is my day to pay bills. It always has been. And I've got this drawer. I've always used one drawer in a desk to put all my bills in. And on Monday, I sit down, pull that drawer out, and get the bills out and work with them. Well, there have just been lots of Mondays that I've gotten up and opened that drawer, and the amount of bills that were there were more than the amount of money in the checkbook. There were lots of times I remember I'd get up and I'd open that thing up and see all them bills laying there, and I would realize that I had a bill due, say, maybe on Friday. And on Monday, I did not have enough money to pay that bill that was due on Friday. You know what I would do? I would reach out to Friday, and I would drag it across Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday because of what was going to happen maybe on Friday. I've been really good at spoiling money. What's wrong? I'm all depressed because of Friday. Well, it wasn't Friday yet. It was Monday. But I've been really good at spoiling Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday because of what may happen on Friday. You know, somehow miraculously during those days and even to this day, God has always somehow seemed to make what was due on Friday there on Friday. I never went to jail, never got foreclosed on. He always somehow took care of me, but it never dawned on me that he did. But there was one Monday I got out, and I started looking at those bills, and I got into that funk, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit said a word to me. Guess what that word was? All right, and in another place when? And what was the word God was saying? And what was the word King David was saying? And what was the day of God's favor? And what was the day of salvation? And what is the day that the Lord has made? This is the day that the Lord has made. And I had a little conversation with the Lord there that morning at my desk. And it went kind of like this. Now, please, I didn't hear an out loud voice. But in my mind, here's what went on. What day is it? Monday. What day is the bill due? Friday. Well, what day is it? Monday. What day is the bill due? Friday. It's not Friday, is it? No. What day is it? Monday. When's the bill due? Friday. Now, this just kept going around in my mind, honestly. And it was like the Lord just kept going, you know, hit me on the head again. What day is it? Monday. Well, do you have enough for Monday? Yeah, yeah. When's this bill due? Friday. It's not Friday, is it? No. Well, then why should you spoil Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday because of what might happen on Friday? You know, you can do that. Some of you may be looking at a hard time this week. Well, guess what? It's not here yet. Some of you may be having some real trials, some real tests this week. Well, you're not having them right now, are you? How many people have had something to eat this morning? All right, how many of you haven't? It's possible for you to get something. All right. I know they're serving donuts afterwards, aren't they? All right, if you're really hard up, just go back in the back room. That's where they are, aren't they? There's going to be donuts and who knows what, you know, gourmet breakfast back there. But there'll be stuff for you to eat back there. How many got clothes? That's obvious, isn't it? How many of us had a place to spend the night last night on that frosty night? All right, a hand didn't go up. We're being a little slow here. Let me ask that again because we may have a homeless person in the room. How many had a place to sleep last night? Okay, all right, good. We all did. How many got a place to sleep tonight? All right. You know what? You and I meet the biblical criterion for contentment. Bible says if we have food and raiment, let's be content. Be content. You have got. Now, you may be swimming in deep water financially, but it's Sunday. You don't have to pay that bill today. I mean, you put in a bail. They won't even come and get it. It's Sunday. Some of you may have a lot of stuff that's happening in the future, but it's not here yet. It's not here yet. You know what? How much time you have to live? Here. Today. Now. So if you're going to do something, today is the day to do it. And there's so many applications to this, but we don't have enough time. But I think you can run with this if you will. You take this and run with it in your life, because a wonderful thing is to learn to live in a day. If you can ever, and I can ever, just learn to live today, it's all we have. I still remember. 2 years ago, I walked through a terminal illness with my mother. And there were lots of days that she would say, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? We'd be in the hospital. What if this? And I kept saying, well, Mother, that's not happening yet, is it? No. What do we have to live? She said, well, we just got today. I said, yeah, that's all we got is today. And even if you're really having a hard time, you just have to live it for one day. That's all. And so I'm not saying life's going to be easy this way, but I'm saying it's a wonderful way to live. And so the Holy Spirit's speaking. I'd like to hear His word again. What is His word? Amen. And in another place when? Amen. And what day does God say? Amen. And what day does King David say? Amen. And what is the time of God's favor? Amen. And what is the day of salvation? Yeah. You know that verse, that passage in Corinthians starts out by saying, I urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. One version of that comes out this way. Do not frustrate the grace of God. You know what I think frustrates the grace of God? It's when God wants to do something, but you keep putting it off. You keep scooting it back, pushing it away. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that someday, sometime. Oh, come on. You know, Holy Spirit's saying a word to you. Today, as he said to start with, it's Decision Sunday. Do you have any decision at all you need to make for the Lord? Well, when do you need to make it? Right now, today. That's when you need to make it. Not next week. Not, you know, no. Today's all you have. Look, if there's even one little teeny thing between you and the Lord, you need to deal with it today. And you can say, well, what if I, nah, that's future. You may have something very serious in your life that you're struggling with, and you're saying, well, I know I ought to give that to God, but that's future. Go ahead and give it to God today. Well, what if tomorrow I fall? Tomorrow's not here. Well, it was awful yesterday. Yesterday's gone. All you got is today. You have one thing between you and God. Let's give it to Him today. You got one decision to make. Let's do it today. You need to make a huge decision. Make it today. Make it today. That's all you have. Heard a fellow one time said he was talking to a good friend who was not a Christian, and he said, look, the guy's name is Bruce. He said, Bruce, the honest truth is, he said, I don't think I can live a Christian life. I'm very weak. And Bruce said, well, God will help you. He said, I know, but he said, you don't know how weak I am. Bruce said, well, I'll tell you what. How about trying it for a month? How about just going with an experiment and saying, Lord, help me for a month? He said, look, I don't think I could live the way I ought to live even for 1 month, for 30 days. Bruce said, well, how about 2 weeks? He said, no. No, he said, how about a week? He said, I don't even think I can live for a week. And he said, well, how about 1 day? And the guy said, well, if God would help me, I guess I could live 1 day. Bruce said, how about today? And the man said, okay. And Bruce, when he told that story, said he was at the 10-year mark with that fella. He said he has been living for Christ for the past 10 years, just like that, 1 day at a time. Now today's God's day of salvation. If you aren't saved, let's get this taken care of. If you are not right with the Lord, let's get it taken care of today, today, now, this day. All right. Anything at all you need to do, get ready. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. You remember how Jesus said, deny yourself. Take up your cross when? Daily, daily. Follow me. And so if you need to follow Jesus in any way at all, get ready. It's this invitation moment right now.